Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 291, Grace That Teaches. Hear these words from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. Let that land. Paul does not say grace was quietly sent, dispatched from a distance, optional, easy to miss. He says it appeared. It broke through, like a sunrise that needs no announcement, that doesn't wait for you to be ready, that simply rises and fills everything with light. That is how God's grace came into history in Jesus Christ, visible, undeniable, for every single person. And the question Paul is pressing on you today is not whether that grace is real. The question is whether you are letting it do what it came to do. So what did it come to do? Save, yes, you know that part. But here is what you may not have let fully settle. It also came to train you. Paul uses that word deliberately. Grace is a teacher, not the law with its pointing finger, cataloging every failure and leaving shame in its wake, but grace, like a patient mentor who sits beside you and says, "Let me show you a different way to live." That is an entirely different thing. Law that names the wrong produces guilt. Grace that shows the way produces character. And what does it teach? It teaches us to renounce. Now, I know that word can sound like loss, like God is asking you to give something up and walk away empty. But grace arrives and reveals what the world works very hard to hide, what the world sells as freedom and pleasure is, more often than not, a very well-disguised chain. Ungodliness and worldly passions don't liberate, they bind. And when grace trains you to renounce them, it is not taking something good from you, it is lifting a weight off your shoulders that you had been carrying so long you forgot it was there. And in the place of that weight, grace plants three directions to live. Self-controlled, from the inside out, governing your own heart, your own words, your own choices, the ones no one else sees but that shape everything they do. Upright, outward toward others, treating every person you encounter with integrity, with honesty, with the dignity they deserve. And godly, upward, living every ordinary hour of the day in the awareness that God is present and that changes the whole texture of the day. Three directions, one transformed life, and grace reaches into all three. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day gets its hands on you, stop. Choose one of those three directions, self-control, uprightness, or godliness. Just one. And say out loud to God one concrete yes for today. Not a vague wish, something specific, something that will cost you a little. Something like, today I will speak with integrity in a situation that is going to be hard. Say it to God, out loud. The grace that appeared is also listening. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.